I get up in the morning and I don't go to work. I'm just go do what I was born to do.
When she goes out on that racetrack, she wants to win. We're in the conversation right now for Horse of the Year.
They're off.
I have to pinch myself when I think about it.
About 5 or 6 minutes before the race is when I start getting nervous.
As his position is how your emotions go. This is the pinnacle of horse racing.
Given the competition, we're anxious to see if we can handle that. I really feel like he will. And hopefully that'll lead us to the Breeders' Cup. I've been training horses a long time, maybe 30, maybe 40 years. Long time. You know, it's something that I fell in love with when I was 12. My grandfather gave me a horse. Didn't even really know how to ride at the time, but I broke the horse, and a friend of mine wanted to be a jockey, so kind of started that way. Probably not going to retire. Actually, I don't know, I'd have to ask my wife. She probably would let me.
The Grade One Pacific Classic is upon us. $1 million, the richest race for thoroughbreds held in California outside of the Breeders' Cup.
Del Mar. I've been here before. It's one of our great American races.
Dallas Stewart, born into the sport.
Phaeton, my horse, Seeking the Soul. He's had a great year, coming off a win.
Seeking the Soul already has a spot in the Breeders' Cup Classic on having taken the Stephen Foster.
I think he thinks about running all the time. He's going to get a big chance tomorrow. See what he can do in California. Chuck Fipke owns him, Charles Fipke. He's a very passionate horseman. He's a wonderful man to have in the business. And he's great to train for. He's not a pushy type guy. He lets you develop the horse. You already got yours. It's all about the horse, and I think he's on the top of his game right now. I mean, it's going to be a great race.
The winner of this race has an automatic berth into the Classic.
Doug, thank you so much for joining us. You've got to be excited. Talk about the race that Pavel's going to be in today.
You know, 10 of the best horses around the country are going to show up today and compete. And our big race got a big chance. We'll be cheering them on. God, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Dave.
You too, thank you.
To have this be called a job, I feel like the luckiest guy in the world. It's a career of passion.
This is where I steal the sugar.
Oh, sorry.
Good morning.
It's just the love of the horse. We're lucky enough to have Pavel running today, and he actually ran second in the same race last year. It was a race that he wasn't at his complete best and still ended up second, so we're optimistic.
I love his black and white.
You know, on days like the Pacific Classic, are you a little bit more excited to get to the barn? Sure. But a lot of it is just being worried. You just want everything to go right. It's right here. Horses, they're a mirror of ourselves. You ready? Show them love. They give you love right back. Looks like a winner, doesn't he? So far this morning, everyone on the team, all the humans are doing great, the horses are doing great, so we're looking forward to a big afternoon. Here we go.
I think it's going to be a big performance from Pavel, one of the main rivals for Seeking the Soul, but Quip getting some play because he's really getting better each and every start.
Trainer Rudy Brisset and Quip both seeking their first Grade One victory.
Hey, be nice.
And for how much talk we've had of Quip being a handful, he seems cool, calm, and collected.
Be nice. My name is Rodolf Brisset. I was a jockey for a couple of years. And then I got too heavy, so I've been training for 2.5 years on my own.
All right. Almost done, man.
I get up in the morning and I don't go to work. I'm just... I have to answer that. Sorry. Hello. I can't... Nobody can understand me. You're the only one, so... You know. Bye. Okay, sorry. So Quip came to us when he was 2. He came to us. He came to us with a lot of reputation. It was not very easy. It's a lot of work. You don't just wake up in the morning and just say, oh, this horse is going to be a great one, we know. No, it's a long, long, long road. Come on, man. It's tough. They don't talk, so you got to be able to read them. And sometimes it's not easy to read.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. We need it. Come here, boy. Come on. He's still a little loud, but he's turned out to be the best horse we have in the barn. He's pretty. He's got a kind of eyes. He's got a kind of eye, you know? But even if he tried to kill me earlier, he's got a kind of eye. Huh?
The Breeders' Cup Challenge Series takes place all over the world, and we have a big one before us now, the Grade 1 Pacific Classic.
We are at Del Mar, the greatest place on earth. The scenery, the weather, it's awesome here.
Trainer John Sadler looking for back-to-back victories in the TVG Pacific Classic and hoping the gut call to enter Higher Power was right.
Trainer John Sadler won the Pacific last year with Accelerate before that horse went on to win the Breeders' Cup Classic.
The highest pinnacle of our sport by far is the Breeders' Cup Classic. And to win that, I mean, it was like winning the Super Bowl.
But yeah, we'll always have a soft spot for Accelerate. So kind of next man up, and it's Higher Power.
Right now, your favorite is Seeking the Soul, Mr. Fipke, Dallas Stewart. They won the Breeders' Cup Distaff here 2017.
He's already won a winning year in the Breeders' Cup. So
on paper, he looks pretty good, you know. But you never know what can happen in the horse race. I find that when I really think I'm going to win, I lose. When I don't think I'm going to win, I win.
Seeking the Soul already has a spot in the Breeders' Cup Classic. But this is still a big moment for everyone else.
The three is Papa. We talked about him.
I think a mile and a quarter is just fine for this horse. Second in this race last year.
Our reporters are walking with the field as they make their way.
So what do you think?
Oh, well.
They got you mic'd?
Uh-oh.
Thank you so much. Best of luck to you, young man.
The field coming out onto the track.
Here they are.
Here is Quip completing the post parade here. He is right now your second choice.
Rudy Brisset, this horse puts you on the map, gave you your first graded stakes win, your first American Classic runner, a millionaire. What has he meant to you personally?
Oh, he meant everything, you know. And I hope today's the day.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
He looks ready, doesn't he?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Gate closed. Draw set. Field set on the way.
Quip came out very well, and War Story, two out inside horses are fast. Pavel the Grey tucking in just behind them for the top is in a little tight. Seeking the Soul in the gold cap, they really compact up here. They head to the three-quarter pole in the TVG Pacific Classic, and Quip has an easy lead out here, has it by a length. The rest of them fairly bunched. Seeking the Soul, gold cap has six to make up, and then Pavel coming to the quarter pole, and Higher Power and Flavion Pratt kick for home, and are they going? Wow! Homeward bound in the big one, and it's Higher Power in full flight for the wire. He's opened up to lead by 2.5. Draft picked as chasing gaily. Mongolian Grooms run a huge one, but not quite good enough to win it. It's Higher Power striding home. Basically, he never gave them a chance. Higher Power and Flavion Pratt win well. Draft picked second. Mongolian Groom a great third. Then came Tenfold Campaign running on late. Behind that was War Story. Then Seeking the Soul and Pavel.
Quip, Pavel, and Seeking the Soul. It did not turn out to be a good day for either one of those three horses.
Well, it didn't matter if it was Doug O'Neill or Dallas Stewart, Rudy Brisset. I mean, none of these horses fire.
Disappointment here for Pavel and Team O'Neill. It just looked like he never really got into the race.
It did, yeah. And, we'll look for something down the road.
All right, Doug, thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
To be quite honest, I think he didn't handle a track that well, you know. Hopefully he loves the Santa Anita track. Because he is in the Breeders' Cup, hey? Even if I have to ride him.
Higher Power and trainer John Sadler, by virtue of this win, now in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
This is breathtaking, blessed and fortunate as we have been. We just won the Pacific Classic.
back to back.
Travers Day at Saratoga is one of the biggest racing days of the year, not just in New York, but around the country. But it's not just the Travers. It's the other races on the card, like the Personal Ensign, where this year you have Midnight Bizou, who's trying to keep the ball rolling as the early heavy favorite for the Breeders' Cup Distaff. But it's fun to get out there in the morning, and it's a beautiful scene. That's the best time, really, to be out at the racetrack.
Do you like early mornings?
No.
Just the crazy people, I think, come out here at like 5:15 in the morning. But I've been on the racetrack pretty much my whole life.
My oldest brother, Michael, he took me to the track when I was just a little kid, to Del Mar. And we walked through those gates. And at that moment, I knew that that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to become a jockey. I rode off and on for 9 years. Weight was a challenge. While I'm not a big guy, I shot up about 6 inches right when I started. So I decided that I wanted to have something to fall back on.
Here we go right here.
And the rest is history. I'm so fortunate to be around Midnight Bizou. But at the same time, we've got a target on our back.
Amazing, really, right? When you think about it.
This year, we're 5-for-5, undefeated. We are considered the best filly. And it's not out of the conversation to think Midnight Bizou could tackle the boys in the Breeders' Cup Classic. I mean, Zenyatta is the 2009 Breeders' Cup Classic champion.
Zenyatta coming flying on the grandstand side. This is unbelievable!
Bath time?
For Zenyatta to go out there and beat the boys in the Breeders' Cup Classic and know that we potentially have that type of horse in Midnight Bizou is pretty darn exciting. For a filly to beat the boys at any level is such a daunting task. To win the Breeders' Cup Classic, game changer.
So, she's not nervous. I'm nervous.
When you grow up in horse racing, it's in your blood, it's an advantage.
It's been really good.
I'm just hoping the rider stays on it.
My father was a jockey. I grew up on the racetrack. But it takes a lot of luck, too. I mean, you have to take big risks to get big reward. And that's probably why I ended up where I'm at, because I've always had enough confidence to take the risk. Tax, we start early.
Because he's a little more rambunctious. He's a fiery horse.
But in the barn, he's really, really sweet. And I think we have him probably the fittest we've ever had him, and he's doing as good as we can have him doing. And you never know until they break out of the gate, but he's a horse that tries hard every day. Kitty, 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 kitty. Come here, Monday. I'm a little different. I guess it's probably hard for owners to understand how I train because I don't work horses every 7 days. Sometimes I don't breeze in between races, which a lot of people really don't understand that. But I think it gives them more recovery time for the race. And fortunately, I really don't have any owners that ever ask me what I'm doing. They put a lot of trust in you to win races. And the Travers Derby and Breeders' Cup Classic are the three biggest races in America. I mean, there's no comparison.
What do you see?
Welcome, everyone, to Saratoga Racecourse. This is one of those days you circle on the calendar as soon as the schedule comes out. Run happy Travers Day.
Whoa, look at that horse. Big.
Saratoga is the most beautiful racetrack in the country. The old charm and everything. It's 156 years old, and I've been here for 55 years. Started as a clocker. I clocked Gunbo, Kelso, Rachel Alexander, Secretariat, you name it. I've seen the best of them.
They're going pretty fast. Seven and a photo for fourth. Right. 6-2-7 is right.
The photo finish is 100% better than it was years ago.
6-2-7-10?
6-2-7-10 is going official.
No room for error.
You'd be working for McDonald's.
Yep, we'd be flipping burgers. Let's get it on.
Okay,
here we go. Mike, good luck.
People always make fun of me because I don't watch the race usually. I watch her break out of the gate, and then I'll usually turn around. And then when they hit the turn, I'll turn around and watch again.
My prediction, I think this pace is going to be faster than anyone thinks.
We'll see if that is the case coming up.
She is.
Larry Collins, the voice of New York racing, the voice of the Triple Crown, with the call.
Monday night.
They're all in line. They're off in the personal ensign, and Coach Rocks comes out on the lead. Elite is up close, too. Between those two, Midnight Bizou will settle at the rear of the field early on, biding her time in the early stages here, some 6.5 lengths off. On to the backstretch, Coach Rocks out there isolated on a 2-length advantage on She's a Julie. Midnight Bizou is just alongside of Golden Award at the back of the pack. Coach Rocks continues to lead the way by a length and a half. Midnight Bizou is fifth. She's moving now. And Elite is two as they make their way to the top of the stretch. And now Elite makes her move for the lead. And Midnight Bizou comes blasting on the outside after her. And it's a late to catch. Midnight Bizou, her fearsome foe, comes at her on the outside. And these two lay out of the line. Elite on the inside. Midnight Bizou on the outside. They're coming to the wire. Who's it going to be? Oh, it's so close.
Is that us?
Was it Midnight Bizou or was it Elite? Wow, that's a photo finish.
Placing.
Hold all tickets.
Already.
Bradley, is that us?
I think they got it.
They were inseparable on the wire.
You think?
We're right there. Good photo.
How's your heart? Well, I don't know. I don't know. I can't watch this.
Everybody agree?
Yeah.
I feel like we got it, but I don't know. Look at her running.
Send it.
All right.
Number one, Midnight Bizou was first. Number four, Elite, was second. Number three, She's a Julie, was third. And number five, Wow Cat, was fourth. Returning to the winner's circle is Midnight Bizou.
Did you have to wait for the photo?
Oh, God, yeah. I wasn't sure, and angles are tough. But, you know, it's Mike. And he told me a long time ago our filly knows how to win. So she proved that today in a huge way.
The first race today may have been a hot place to be, but there is nothing like the Run Happy Travers.
This is the Midsummer Derby. This is the Kentucky Derby of August.
47,000 plus here at Saratoga for the marquee event.
This is like Disneyland for owners. Kind of like the circus comes to town. It's larger than life, but I'm not nervous at all because Tack's the type of horse that loves to show up and run big.
One of the better stories this afternoon is Tack's.
Danny Gargan, he was outspoken, saying you're going to have to come and play catch me if you can.
I'll tell you what, if Tax sins, he's going to have to deal with Mucho Gusto and Tacitus, the six horse.
There he is.
Tacitus, the favorite.
Meanwhile, the second choice, that is the two horse Code of Honor.
The post positions and the other horses are going to be a little bit to overcome, but he has tactical speed, so we'll probably put him on the lead or close to it, and we'll see how they run from there. But, I mean, he's a special horse.
Good luck, man. How are you?
Good, all right. How you doing, buddy? Oh, man, you know.
How are you?
Good.
Good luck.
Thank you. I'm always very nervous before the start. As his position is how your emotions go. You know, if you're wide, you're feeling bad. If you break bad, you're feeling terrible. If you're on the lead, you hope you're not going too fast. Okay, I read.
this is the pinnacle of horse racing. I'd rather win the Travers than the Derby, because this is my place. And when Tax wins this race, he's going to get the respect that he finally deserves.
It is post time for the 150th Run Happy Travers Stakes.
And then, of course, I'd want to come back and do it again.
Great time, huh?
Tax moving in. And we're ready for a start. They're off in the 150th Run Happy Travers. It will be Tacitus right up and on the pace today. Mucho Gusto is going with him, and Tax on the outside. And Code of Honor tucked in at the rail. The pace is fast, and Joe Talamo takes the lead with Mucho Gusto onto the backstretch. And Tax and Tacitus are right behind together, second and third. Tacitus pokes his neck in front. On the outside is Mucho Gusto. Tax is a length and a half off of them. Code of Honor is now making his move, and he's closing on the outside. Tacitus has been put to a full-out drive. Mucho Gusto gaining ground. They're into the final throng. Code of Honor, Mucho Gusto, and Tacitus. Code of Honor has taken the lead, and Code of Honor of John Velasquez have won the Run Happy Travers in a final time of 201.05. It was Code of Honor's day.
The little mighty horse Code of Honor wins the Travers for Shug McGahee.
Yes, smaller in stature, but what a huge finish he had.
We all want to win. We all want to be winners.
Hall of Fame trainer Shug McGahee, 4 wins now from 14 starters.
But, I mean, this ride that this horse has taken us on, it's a lot of fun. You have to enjoy it. And if we make it to the Breeders' Cup Classic, I'll be sitting in front of the camera talking to you again. And that'll be fun.
Next on All In, the Road to the Classic.
There's about 20,000 horses born a year. Only one is a Breeders' Cup Classic winner.
The biggest sale in the world is here at Keeneland. There's been great horses purchased here for $15,000.
People here are buying the dream.
This horse is more valuable than some countries.
It's like the E! True Hollywood story, but without the car crash.